Welcome to Jennifer's Big Cloud of Thoughts, pow, where I, your host Jennifer, will rain down all my thoughts, opinions, and more. All you have to do is sit back, relax, and listen to my raindrops. So, let's get started. So, today I'll be talking about a great book that I think everyone will love. I'll also be having a Q&A. And maybe some inspirational quotes at the end. So, the book called The Hate U Give is by a lovely author named Angie Thomas. This book's topic is mostly about death. This book demonstrates that someone's life can easily change by another's death. I'll explain later, but first, a little bit about the book. Star, the protagonist of this book, was living a normal, happy life with her family and friends. But everything turned around when one of her closest friends, Khalil, sadly dies from a cop that brutally shot him. In this book, it tells the whole roller coaster that Star goes through. So, this book is an example of one person's life can easily change by another's death. This is because Star's life was normal at first. She had no problems with her family nor her friends, and loved her life. But ever since his death, she had to deal with all sorts of problems about the incident. This includes interviewing, court, and etc. She cried almost every day of the few weeks of his death. Another example is the real life world, us. People all over the world have to deal with the death of a loved one. For example, if you are living a good and happy life, but suddenly one of your parents dies. First off, every family member will be extremely sad for who knows how long, and the other parent will have to work twice as hard in order to survive to provide you and herself or himself with the needs. And who knows what other obstacles they have to face. My point is, someone's life can change in a matter of seconds. You think you have to control your life. Obviously, that's true in some cases. But people you love, like friends and family, are very important to you, and you would do almost everything for them. They make you happy, and they would do anything for you as well. Let's say someone insults your friend. Obviously, you'd be mad. My theme is quite similar. Since if someone precious to you died somehow, it will not only impact his or her family, but it will also impact your whole life. It's like your whole world went upside down. These examples show you how much it can impact you easily. Just like what Star went through. So enough about the sad stuff. So why not begin our little Q&A? Woo! I'll wait for you guys to send me some questions and I'll help you. I'll try to answer them at the best of my abilities. Whoa, okay, that's a lot. Ooh, okay. Okay, so our first question from the user, Miss Lima is the best teacher. Wow, what a good username. Anyways, it says, have you ever experienced a death of a loved one? You don't have to answer if you feel uncomfortable. Well, fortunately, no, I have not. And I thankfully still have my friends and family with me. Next is by Exam Stressor 22. Why did you pick this topic for today's podcast? Well, when I first read this book, I really wanted to talk to you guys and how I felt about it. Next is by Geo Presentations Killed Me. What would you do if you were in Starsh's shoes? Oh my gosh, I seriously don't know. I would actually like bawl my eyes out. The user Team Guyugen? Nuyen? Whoever had the user, Miss Lima is the best teacher. I disagree. I think Miss Guyugen is the best. Nuyen? What are you guys talking about? Anyways, last question of the day. User named Jerry's Hot Dogs. Why did you pick this theme about the book? Well, when I read it at first, it went to 0 to 100 real quick. And I saw how fast Star's life changed. And it really boggles my mind. So I decided to pick that. Thank you all for the lovely questions. And finally, let's end this lovely podcast with two inspirational quotes. A champion is defined by not their wins, but how they recover when they fall. Number two, the best and the most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched, they must be felt with the heart. Thank you all for listening, and I hope I see you clouds in my next podcast.